30 years ago on Memorial Day. I remember it so that because I received a very aggravating conversation and a piece of musa from a certain his name, Dr. F. So he blamed me for something that wasn't my fault. He claimed that it was the fault of Owen Giffen, passed away about a year ago, because he told him to prepare everything for a complete audit, and he didn't prepare everything for a complete audit. So that means his whole trip to Chicago was futile. So I said, to be a hotel receiver, Lingard. Well, anyway, so I shouldn't have answered him. So then, I fell down. It was some night, couldn't get a doctor. So my wife and my grandson carried me like a baby the way she carries me, you know, from the car, from Mr. Yavin's car into the golf course cart. And they put me on the couch in the living room. She called this doctor, that doctor. Finally, they found a doctor by the name of Dr. Spindel, who's an optometrist, like Robert Friedman. And he came, and they called an ambulance, and they took me to the Evanston Hospital. So that's the story. Yes?
Johnny.
It's permitted to shake a female client's hand if you're afraid that she'll be embarrassed if there's...
The Colby mentions Colby. The Colby was the Talmid of Maran Rotenberg, a chaver of the Rosh and the Agoyis Maimon, that the Maran Rotenberg was asked by his sons, sometimes the Nochris shakes hands with them, I mean they don't initiate it, should they? So he said, not only should, if you don't, so it's a big chalashim.
And I was wondering if there's also an aspect of chiva involved, though.
What kind of chiva? And the mention, Tesis and Seite mentions the flamet. And you know, by Seite, so the Kayan had to put his hand beneath the hand of the Seite. So, while it's Richem Lachshish Leo, so at first the Yerushalmi says, Adim Apo, he put, you know, a glove. Then he says, Apu Teime, Shalui Adi Apo, but be Kain Zokin, so he's already beyond the age of you. Then he says, Apu Teime, Kain Bocho, it's a Rosh Hilitrifisho.
But I think his question was, if, let's say there was a woman that put her hand out, right? But the person that is the Jewish person is shaking her hand because practical reasons, but also he would enjoy it. Let's assume that was
the woman would enjoy it.
No, the man would enjoy it. In other words, let's say a politician comes.
He should try to be a Hebrew activist inside. Okay. And if he doesn't, so he's anonymous, that's all.
Okay.
Yes. Is Moshe here?
Moshe's in the back.
Yeah.
Moshe's in the back.
Yeah. I can't forget you, Moshe. Takes care of me.
What are Shadin?
Shadin. Rambam said, Rambam in Pirkei Mishnah. In Shabbos. Shadin, Ruchas, Mazikim. It's the same name, it's just synonyms. And the Chavis Hanea, the Jewish story, the listing to Achor. So Achor הוא דובר המזיק של נירה. תגמור אין דגלצים בו, אין ברוכסס, והמזיקים, thousands of revolves, and the white side, and thousands of revolves. And the left side doesn't mean has to show it. The way naive people picture his shadows and he with black wings, and that's the childish superstition. But it means viruses. Viruses. Meeting most nerves as Misha Itzi, Ruach, or List. So then, he cannot go hotel to home. Also, it means a magic that is invisible. Okay?
One of the Rishonim writes that that you shouldn't use the cures mentioned in the Gemara because the the cures for illnesses mentioned in the Gemara.
Because we don't understand that.
But if one of the Rishonim gives a reason that it doesn't work on the human body anymore, because the...
What?
One of the Rishonim says that you shouldn't use the cures mentioned in the Gemara because
it doesn't... Because it doesn't work on the human body anymore.
Yeah.
But that seems to support the theory of evolution. So
what?
He said, does that support the theory of evolution that the body has changed? That's your question?
No, Mr. Nateva, this is a known thing. And the Rambam Moses says, the Gemara says, in Shabbos, Pirkei Avot Shabbos, כל דבר שיש בין שום רפואו, אין בין שום דעת של מילה. What it means for, in other words, can I have a random first credit? If the Nahum comes over and she shall say to him, sir, I would like to take the opportunity to draw water from the well and give you to drink and ransom me and ransom that Gamalecha Eshke, so the Misaraya that she is a distant spouse for the son of my master, for Yitzhak. But if he just says, just like this, so, what, then it is not a distant spouse. So the Ravid says, this woman that shows the Ravid speaks very sharply in the Rambam. He says, if they had been living, they would have slapped his face 100 times. Terrible. But one answer is, it will be for Matan Torah. It's not one of the Zayim Mitzvah Melech. Sagen Sie nach, der Marshall also says in the Morgen Herjes, in the Krisis, that Rosh Hashanah, we have to eat a food that is, that symbolizes wishing evil to the same Israel. I don't know what we could use today, but I use ugly, you know, a vegetable ugly. How is it ugly, ugly? You don't know of ugly? I don't understand. Low, because there is no other food that I don't eat during the year. In Warsaw we had grapes and everything, watermelon, but ugly. So here we have ugly. And he said, just as this food is ugly, so the same Israel should have an ugly end. All right? So the Masho says, how is it there? What is the Sinachshu? So he said, the Israel of Sinachshu only applies to it when somebody makes an unfavorable semen. But he makes a favorable semen, there's nothing. The Gemara says that Hoyle Yoma, a hustle, meaning I can't go to the shop, but a black hustle, suppose he says, since a white, beautiful cat passed me by, so I will go to another rabbi, I'll make triple money, but the Rambam is no shame, it's me foolish never. Okay, now, does anyone want to discuss this? And Shlishi Shachl. Yes.
In Perk Shvi, that it says early
this,
on in
the... That's not Shvi.
Shvi,
yeah.
It says early on in that Rashi says that one can lead from three and to convent, and it brings a proof from a mission.
I can't hear.
The Gemara says that if three people are eating, one can leave, okay, and two can bench.
That's right.
It's a proof from a Mishnah on Daf Nun. And a Rashi on Daf Nun says, though, that four can't split up, that one can't go from four. But why?
Four, they can split up because you only need for a mizumen of three.
No, but the fourth person can't leave because he's missing his chiyuv zimun.
The fourth
person leaves, he's going to be missing his chi of Zimun.
That's right.
So he can't leave. But...
So there seems to be a contradiction between the two Rashis, because...
Why is it contradiction?
Because,
suppose
the one...
She's going to have him Zimun in another place. He wants to go to Shevet Brachos. So have Zimun in Basor. It's another place, so he's allowed to leave.
Well, because early on in the Gemara, it brings the proof from the Mishnah on Daf Nun,
I really don't know.
Okay.
Remember, I mean, okay. The whole Mishnah. Mm. Yeah, point.
Okay.
Any other questions? Yes.
We learned in Shir today that you make the bracha on the you make the best bracha on the food when it reaches its best when it was grown for. Let's say like apples, if it was grown for apple sauce, then you would probably make ha'etz, right?
Yeah.
So my question is, let's say like Tropicana.
Apple sauce.
Let's say they grow apples.
For apples.
For apple sauce.
For apple sauce.
Only for apple sauce.
So then you should say Jacques.
On the apple sauce?
That's right.
So they grow for the
then
apple
sauce? Then you have the same town. They have Florida oranges.
Right.
And California oranges. California oranges are grown for eating. And Florida oranges for orange juice. So Florida oranges in the Chicago, and California oranges you make better periods.
Okay, now what about on the juice?
In the Chicago.
No matter what. No matter what they grow it for.
That's right.
Even that's the whole purpose
that's
of the
right.
Plant.
That's right.
So you would make a Chicago on the orange if it wasn't grown to eat as an orange?
That's right. Because that's not the main purpose.
So they grow the orange for
the
juice?
The only juice that has a bracha b'vnei is grape juice, because it's a special juice. Yain yisamach l'bavendish. Yes.
For
all right. Now, the Rambam says that this minik, it is known in many things, that people who don't stand up for Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos, only Aseres HaDibros is read, it's a minhag minus, and it's a mitzvah to be violent, because the minik, the early Nesrim, he said only the Ten Commandments were written, but the rest of the Torah was not written. But the minhag of all Jewish Jewesses, so Shmuel Avuev, one of the Rebbeinu of Rabbi Yosef, raises that question. And he says there are two customs. One custom is to stand up for Aseres HaDibros, not only in Shmuel. So then it's read with Amelie. But to stand up when it's read in this ring is hung, so it's read with a matachni. The other meaning is, like our meaning, will always be with a mele. Bein Shavuos, bein Parsha Yisrael, bein Parsha Yisrael. So then it does not represent minus. So that's why our minhag, Shmuel Avuev says, is contrary to what the Rambam says. Yes?
The question is, what is the reason for the two different Ta'am, Ta'am Elyon and the Ta'am Ta'am?
Rav Tzadik Goyen made a special pirush in the form of the Shia. It consists of five or six printed pages, because Aseres HaDibros represent the whole Torah, principles, not 40. For example, Anichel Shem Lekecho includes even Mir Rapport and Mir Shamayim. We say the Torah, Afilu Seiv Ashmoy, or Seiv Anoch. And so since it represents broad categories, so it's not a mitzvah to abolish it. But if you read at B'tam Eliyahu, every Shabbos in Yisrael and Schanon, so then on the contrary, is the proper thing to preserve that meaning. Yes?
I think he, I just want to finish the question. I think he wanted to know why the Ta'am Elyon breaks it up into the Dibros. In other words, what's the difference in the way
because
the Pesukim are broken up?
Ta'am Elyon is indicative that we read it as four categories of principles, not laws.
Right, so not specific mitzvahs, but it's a general idea.
Right,
but it turns out there's nine.
That's right.
It turns out there's nine.
That's right.
Not ten. Doesn't have to be ten?
That's right, yeah. Well,
why is it that Jews are not allowed to, after their neshama left them, to donate their organs or body parts to help other Jews live?
Well,
the question is, if a person, when a person passes away, what is the reason for the Isser to give a body part to another person?
Because Nivu HaMeshis in his other eyes. The Sholim is in Lech of AIDS. Not allowed even the passive way to let the rebel stay over the tree. That's coming from in the active need. So you're only allowed to disinter for Kevin Oves, Kim Huslores, or to take it over to your territory soil Nazis. Yes.
Just based on that question, wouldn't it be like a pekuach nefesh?
Is that a question?
No, it's that question. What if somebody needed an organ, from someone.
Yeah. So it's a mitzvah to use the organ.
So the person dies.
That's right.
And you can use their organ to save someone else.
But not...
Then you can.
To take out, you know, the brain. When his brain dead, then you're in an isafnisirza.
Okay, but after he died,
yes,
and someone else needs the organ,
it's
Ikonia,
Ikonia.
Right.
So it's okay, even if it is taken out when he's terminally ill.
So it's not just for Sakana?
Yes, Sakana Zeiber.
Sakana Zeiber.
So the Shach says, has the same deen as Pikuach Nefesh. Malikot Lekule, Malikot Lepal. It's a machlekes between Rabbi Nishmaye at the end of the Mordechai and Rabbi Tam. Rabbi Tam says that Sakana Zeiber has the same deen as Pikuach Nefesh. And Rabbi Nishmaye says no. There are more paskos like Rabbi Nishmaye and the Shach in Simon Kufintes says Menir Lehok.
What's the paskos?
So the psak, no, he wants to know the psak. So can a person take an organ from somebody else?
That's right.
You can.
Yeah.
Okay. For Sakana Zeiber.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
No, said, what about, so he said, what about Kavod HaMeis? So the answer is, it's mutter for Sakana.
Sakana, it's Kavod HaMeis, it's only the Echamis of Avor. Yes.
Yes, I'd like to know,
there's
a Gemara in Yevamos which says that the food one eats affects the way he behaves. How do you understand this idea?
Every doctor will agree with that. For example, today, a certain doctor advised me to take a shoe, and I felt like vomiting all the time.
So it's a chemical effect.
It's
a chemical effect.
Yes. Yes.
Is one allowed to whistle on Shabbos or Yom Tov?
No whistle.
No whistle.
It's not the most dignified thing, but even the late Yivam Shabbi Yitzchok, so when he mentioned something in Russian, so he said, Ich pfeife ne. He started to say, it was very good sight, I was a shock.
Well, I...
Yeah. When it snows, do we consider that like a vase from God or a Greek? What do we consider that?
When it snows?
What's that?
And people fall down, they sleep.
No.
Not so much from that. All right. There's no enough in them naked to boil matter. Like in Machino from my life. Yeah.
By non-kosher gum, right? Non-kosher gum? Okay.
What
would there be gum?
No, gum is gum.
Chewing gum. Chewing gum.
Or chewing gum. No,
would there be any issur in chewing it if it has non-kosher ingredients if you're not going to swallow it?
Of course not.
The
juice is swallowed anyway.
So you can't.
So you see, his neighbor and his advice, even though it's Chotishio, but Chotishio is just a matter
of Of course not, you can't eat it. Sure. Let's be sure of that.
Go ahead.
All right, you had a question?
Rebbe stated before that shaving are viruses.
Viruses.
Then how does understand the Gemara and Brachos? Basically
and thousands on the right side, and thousands on the left side.
Not that one. Is the Gemara that sort of something that looks like a sign? It's the
cliche,
and burning the black cat and ashes and stuff.
Right. The Gemara Brachos talks about burning the black cat and the ashes and the chicken.
Yeah. I can't explain by a whole hour.
But what Rav Soloveitchik mentioned wasn't viruses was one example. He said it's something that is imperceptible, something that you can't see that causes harm. A virus would be an example of that. But another something that causes harm that you can't physically see would be shaitim. I think you once mentioned, like, even a psychological illness, melancholia, would be considered in the category of shaitim.
Are viruses shaitim, or are shaitim like viruses?
No, shaitim generally means something that causes harm that you can't see.
So a virus is shaitim?
A virus could be, it would be an example of a shaitim.
Go ahead. Yes.
Questions? Shlomo Shmuel, one.
Every day we daven in B'lam al Shirim that B'chol Aminim Krega
Zodim. There are two Nishchois. The Nishch of the Svad Nochlami and the Nishch of Ashkenazim. And everybody else is Ashkenazim and Svad. So is B'chol Rishu Krega Zodim. The Nishch of the Ashkenazim is understandable because, as Bruni said, to a mayor, itamo chatoim lechait, but meaning, so Rabbi Yaakov Lemberg, and Yisida says, it doesn't mean that the meaning, the people's meaning, but the teachings of the Rish should be lived. Atras Visholem, the teachings, or the teaching, Atras Visholem, the government, the people.
Is that your question?
Yeah.
Right.
We know by Purim morning when you hear the Megillah, you're supposed to have in mind by the Shechianu that you're going on all the other Megillahs. So how can that be if there's going to be a great length of time before you have any of the mitzvahs?
He's not going to see a das. He's like somebody like Pirkei HaTorah. You see it in the morning at 6 o'clock, and then you go to work, and you come back at 8 o'clock at night, so you don't have to see another book. You got married or attended the Hayom Mishnah. The night goes after the day in this situation, not a day after the night. Yes?
If a person was born and he was born a cesarean baby, would he be considered
my grandson is a Hebrew baby.
Would he be considered the Bechor if he was, you know, the firstborn? If he was,
no, not the Kavpina Ben. Because he's not a Petarach. He didn't have a natural believer.
So would he have to fast like the day before Pesach? Would he be
chayav? Under the Tanis Bechorah. Does he have to fast before Pesach?
No. So my son and me shall not have to fast. He's a half Pesach. He's lucky, huh?
Lucky. Okay, Ellie.
Before Matan Torah, like in the time of the Avos or Moshe, how many mitzvahs were known? Were they kept?
Before Matan Torah, how many mitzvahs were kept?
Only Zayin mitzvahs, but there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Tzafas at the end of Parashat Meir, the Gabriel and Michal, whether they had the din of Nineach. Rashi says in Shmeis, Ben Shlimis, Melamish in his Gaia, that's a marriage. So Rashi understands Kipshuti, that he needs heals, Ramban is massage, and Rashi helps him. Mishor Shemichnas Avon Vnubris is Yisro is Nase is Kadei Yudus Yisro. So what's the Machlekes? The Machlekes is because there are two Yudus Yisro. One Yudus Yisro affects every Jew, and every Jewish is an individual. And one Yudus Yisro affects cloudy soil, not a cloudy soil of a particular generation. Let's say today how many Jews we have all over the world. 12 million, 40 million, 60 million. But each and every Jew and each and every Jew is a member of cloudy soil. So that Kedusha overtook cloudy soil and every individual Jew and every individual Jewish. Only as a planter, Hayim Hazeh Neyei Yisroel. So the Shaila is in regard to the Halacha of Akum, how Balabasti soil, so you can siachis only after the mother and not after the biological father. So according to Rashi, this halacha, it depends, is contingent upon the kedusha of the klal. According to the Ramban, it's conditioned, contingent on the kedusha of the klal. Right? No.
Okay.
No.
In Parak Rishon of Brachos, it says if you did the thing to see shade and you have to keep your mouth closed, or else you'll be damaged.
So it is as the Biri says. Why does the Gemara mention the meaning of Sulis? The superstition. The Rambam, the Mechaber, the Ramor, even the Chayodom don't mention it. Because the Gemara says that the Kav de Kavdino, the Loi Kav de Loi Kavdino. So Mele, today no one is Bakrit. I'm superstition. There are certain people, you know, when they say, when they mention something good, he said, Abracadabra, let me keep the fingers crossed. Oh, that's stumptious. It's not that they believe it. It's done even by professors and everybody. Yeah.
You're up again.
A person is in a situation where somebody tells him to kill another person, or else he will be killed.
You are a good young man.
Is he allowed to risk his own life and be killed himself rather than somebody else being killed?
Why should he kill himself? Let the tyrant kill him. Unless